Slice Your Asian Half, Episode 22.
Welcome to Slice Your Asian Half, the show where we help you live stronger, thinner, healthier, and happier. Now, here's your host and personal coach, Dr. David Matto.
Hey, this is Jeb from Winter Park, Florida, and I just wanted to say thanks to Dr. Dave for slicing my age. I've been listening to the podcast for a while, and ever since I've started, I've been cycling every single morning for the past year. So thank you very much.
Hey, everybody, this is Dave, and thanks so much for joining me for this episode, episode 22. I'm calling this episode Secrets to Looking Younger and More. I've got some things to help you look younger. I've got this, well, I'll tell you about it in a couple seconds, but it's going to be a great episode. I'm kind of jam-packing a lot of cool little information and tips in here. And I will tell you this, I am broadcasting today from my studio in Breckenridge, Colorado. Yay! I am here in Breckenridge for 4 weeks. Those of you that don't know, I think I may have mentioned it some other point in an earlier podcast, and a lot of you know me anyway, know that I spend at least a month each winter in beautiful Breckenridge, Colorado, right in the Rocky Mountains. I love skiing. It is one of my favorite times of the year, but I also work really hard here. See, I'm fortunate enough to kind of be able to work from wherever I am. I designed the way I work a long time ago. I mean, I figured out what I wanted to do. And I'll tell you, as long as I've got my MacBook with me, my iPhone, and I've got an internet connection and a phone line, I can pretty much do my stuff from wherever I am. So this is just, it's a beautiful place. You know, I'll tell you, if you're in a position where you can take some time off or even possibly work from a remote location, I am going to highly suggest that you give it a try. You will not be disappointed. Now, of course, not everybody can do this. You know, some of you have jobs where you actually have to report to a particular location, and you can't just pick up and travel and go wherever you want. But again, it all comes back to an episode that I did, I believe it was right before New Year. And I talked about goals, and I talked about how I kind of like a long time ago came up with a way that I wanted to live my life exactly. And I wrote everything down. I mean, everything. And I made it a point to read my goals every single day and modify them as necessary and kind of, you know, edit, change things around, whatever. But I am totally convinced that every single one of you listening to me now, I mean everyone, I don't mean 50%, I mean every single one of you listening to me now has the ability to do whatever you want in your life. Now, does that mean you can change your life tomorrow? Well, maybe not. But it does mean that if you have a blueprint of where you want to be, kind of like a roadmap of where you want your life to be, to go from here until the end, and you figure it out and you write it down, I am convinced you can do it. If you don't believe me, send me an email. I'm telling you, like I said, I don't have any, I've told you this a million times in previous shows, I don't have any kind of gifted intelligence or extra power that anybody has. I'm a regular person, just like every single one of you listening. The only difference is possibly I may have figured out exactly what I wanted to do. And I took it so seriously. I took my goals so seriously. I didn't dream. I didn't say, oh, it would be so nice if I could one day do blank. No, I said one day, or not even one day. I gave it a specific time frame. A specific time frame of when I wanted the goal to take place. And I'm telling you something, it works. Contact me, get me on Facebook, send me an email, rundrdave@gmail.com. That's rundrdave@gmail.com. I am telling you, I can help you. My Facebook page is simply Slice Your Age. It's facebook.com/sliceyourage. age. Speaking of which, speaking of Facebook, I put a picture on Facebook about close to 2 weeks ago, around 2 weeks ago. This is kind of strange. I just was kind of looking through some old pictures that I had, and I found a picture that was about 10 years old, 10 or 11 years old. It was when I was 47 years old. I took this picture, and I found another picture that was exactly taken kind of the same angle, the same type of background or whatever, a similar picture from 10 years later. So when I was 57 years old, and I put them side by side and I posted them on Facebook. Let me tell you, my friends, this one picture that I posted on Facebook, and by the way, it is also on my website now. If you simply go to sliceyourage.com. It will be the first picture you see when you scroll down past the, the banner, the header of the banner, you'll see this picture. This has gotten such an incredible amount of attention because the picture that I posted when I was 47 years old, and again, these are right next to each other. You can compare, you can just compare it so easily. The picture that I posted when I was 47 years old, I honestly feel I looked older than I do now, or the picture that I posted is just a little bit, it's maybe about a year old or half a year old. I am telling you, I look younger 10 years later at age 57. I'm 58 now, but the picture was from 57. At age 57 than I did when I was 47. You can take a look. First of all, my hair, you'll see the whole thing. Now, why do I think I look so much younger 10 years later, when so many people are feeling older, feel like they're aging, don't feel like look as good, don't feel as good, or in pain, can't seem to do the things they do 10 years later. Why do I think that I look younger and feel younger 10 years later? Well, I think I've got a few reasons, and I'll tell you. And you can take these reasons and you can apply them to your life because they work for me, and I've got kind of a 10-year track record of a 10-year proof almost of two pictures that you can clearly see a difference. And by the way, the one when I was age 47, if you look closely at my face, at my facial, kind of like the aura that I'm giving off, I don't think I even looked all that happy. I just don't think I gave off like a real positive, energetic look. Whereas at age 57, my whole look, my aura is totally different. 100% different. So why the big difference? Well, let's go back to age 47 with me, and I'll tell you some of the things that were going on in my life at that point. I had just been through a really difficult divorce. My life was not so great. I mean, I was trying to find myself. Although I had my business, just things in my life didn't seem to be going exactly the way I wanted them to be going. And a lot of it did have to do with, separating and later divorcing my wife of 23 years. It's a really, really tough time. So I just, probably a lot of things went by the wayside. I wasn't probably eating exactly the way I should have been. Maybe not getting as much exercise. There was I had a lot of stress on my body. When you see all these things, when all these things come together, you can just take a clear look at that picture and say, yeah, you know, that guy, he looks okay. Nobody would ever look at that picture and say it looks horrible they wouldn't say that. But when you compare the two, I think it's very, very clear that the picture at age 57 looks so much better. So again, I think that any of you can take where you are now or where you were a short time ago, and if you just do certain things right, you will actually not age, but start to look younger and feel younger. And I'll tell you something. I have people that come up to me all the time. As a matter of fact, last night and the night before at dinner, and I don't ask for this, I swear to you, but we're here in Breckenridge, and right now my wife is here with me, Yoko is with me, and I've got my son, Evan, and my nephew, Stephen. So Evan is about 28. Stephen is, I don't know how old he is, probably 25, 26, somewhere around there. And here I am with the two of them and with Yoko. And so we start talking to some of the people in the restaurant, some of like the wait staff, and they ask like, well, how we all have the same name, how we're all related. And when I tell them that I'm actually Evan's father, and not only that, that I just had a grandson, they look at me like I'm lying to them. I'm telling you, this happened two nights in a row. It's a good feeling. And it just kind of reinforces that the things I'm doing in life are keeping me young, keeping me strong, keeping me healthy. And again, any of you out there can be doing the same thing. Now, what I would recommend is going back to some of the previous episodes in this podcast, Slice Your Age, and just start to listen to some of the things. A lot of them have a common theme, and I've told you so many things about my life and about how I've improved, you know, my eating, what I've done as far as my exercise. In this episode today, there's no way I can go back and repeat and reiterate all of those things. It would take way, way, way too long. But again, I will tell you some of the things just to kind of reinforce and to make sure that you believe that you can do the same thing I'm doing. And as a matter of fact, last episode the baby steps were episode 20, I believe. I don't have it right in front of me, but I believe episode 20 were the baby steps, 10 baby steps to get you from the couch or from someone who's not really feeling fantastic about yourself to feeling much better, looking younger, feeling stronger, being able to do things you've never been able to do or haven't been able to do for a long, long time. So if you're not really sure where to start, I would absolutely start with the baby steps. But again, it comes down to, here's my philosophy on life and how I do it. As many of you know that have been listening to me, I do not do anything to the extreme. I'm not one of these fanatics that has to go to the gym every single day. I'm a runner. I don't run every day. I can take a day off. It's okay. It is whatever your exercise is, you don't have to do it every single day. You don't have to compete with anybody else. You have to do your exercise or your workout enough during the week or during the month that it's working for you. Now, of course, during Baby Steps episode 20 and also throughout many of my episodes here, I've told you that I really believe, and even though I'm a runner, I believe that walking is perhaps the best exercise known to man and to women. It's an absolute great exercise. I mean, you get your, you get some strength training in there, because if you walk for the magic 4, which I call 4 miles, your legs are going to look fantastic. Your core is going to get stronger just by walking. And I do say work up to 4 miles if you can, because over the years with my research and with my personal experimentation, I just find there's something magical about walking 4 miles on a regular basis. It just works. Getting into your own exercise program, into the groove on a regular basis, it's not a fad. It's not the kind of thing that you do for a few months or for a few weeks like people do with their New Year's resolutions. And by the way, we're into the very, very end of February right now, which means so many people that made New Year's resolutions that promise they're going to start running or doing some other kind of exercise. Well, as I said before, if you go on Craigslist now, or probably eBay, you're going to find the best bargains out there for treadmills and other kind of exercise equipment, because now is right around the time that these other people that made these great, grandiose New Year's resolutions that they're going to get stronger, they're going to get in shape, and they're going to get more fit, and they're going to exercise. Well, guess what? Now they couldn't do it. Didn't come true. They're selling all of their equipment on Craigslist. So I would recommend, if you want a nice treadmill, now is the time to go find one. If you want a nice stationary bike or a bike or something like that, go on Craigslist right now and over the next few weeks, because you're going to be finding the best bargains ever, because these people just want to get rid of what they bought. They want cash. They want it fast. They want to make a quick deal. Go on and get your exercise equipment from Craigslist right about now. Also, I'm not a fanatic about eating. I try to eat as healthy as possible. Now, I am really strict when it comes to certain things, not eating dessert, not eating sweets, keeping alcohol to a real minimum. I'm gluten-free or as close to gluten-free as I possibly can be. And a lot of these things come into play because back at the before picture, the picture when I was 47 years old that I was just referring to, I was definitely eating more junk then. I was eating gluten. I was probably drinking more alcohol, probably to drown my sorrows because I was going through a real tough time. And I never used alcohol to excess. I'm kind of kidding about that, but probably more so than now, I imagine. I was probably eating too much bread and who knows what else, sweets. But and it shows on that picture. I'm telling you, it shows. Now, getting back to the picture for one second also, when you look at my hair, I have a confession to make. Okay, I'll give the confession right here in front of thousands and thousands of you listening to this episode. I do color my hair. And you know something? Let me back up for a second because I love gray hair. I think on men and women too, I think gray hair can look really, really good. And women say that it looks sexy. You look distinguished. But you know, for some reason on me, and I've tried it a lot. Gray hair just doesn't look good on me. And I can accept it. And I have no problem coloring my hair and also admitting that I color my hair. It's okay. So if you see a picture of me when I was 47 with graying hair and a picture of me at 57 with darker hair. Now I've got a bandana. I just finished a race on that picture that I'm 57. I've got a bandana around, so you can't see my hair that well, but you can see it enough to see that it's not gray. And I admit it. I confess right here, I do color my hair, and I don't think it's the end of the world. Some people would argue, some people. In fact, I got somebody that said on Facebook, told me on Facebook that if you color your hair, you're not happy with yourself. You can't accept yourself. You can't accept like who you are. Well, I think I would disagree with that because I think I'll talk about the United States and a good part of the world, but at least North America, I should say. I'd be willing to bet that at least 50% of women over the age of 40 color their hair, probably more. But I'd say I'm going to be safe and say at least 50% of all women over the age of 40 color their hair. Now, does that mean that women that color their hair are not happy with themselves? No, I really don't think so. We have a lot of unhappy people out there, so I don't think that's the case. So if it's acceptable for a woman to color her hair, I think it's perfectly acceptable for a man to color his hair. I just don't see anything wrong with it. If you disagree, send me an email, rundrdave@gmail.com, rundrdave@gmail.com, and my Facebook. You can always reach me on Facebook. And also the easiest way, I shouldn't say the easiest, but an easy way to reach me is to just get onto my website, sliceyourage.com. And there are all kind of, if you click, I think it's contact or something like that, all kind of ways to get me there. I'm always around. You're gonna find me. I'm not one of these people that hides behind anything. I am very, very easily reachable. And to a fault, I return. I shouldn't say it's a fault because I just want to help everybody. I return all emails. You're not alone anymore because you have me as your quote unquote coach. I'm here to help you. I'm here to help you live your absolute best life ever. So again, take a look at that picture. It's gotten a tremendous amount of attention on Facebook. A lot of views, thousands and thousands of views already. And I can see that because it's on my page and I'm the administrator. I can see how many people are clicking on that picture, and it's a lot. It's an awful lot. So there must be something there. So getting back to the original reason I'm talking about the picture is because I know for sure that every single one of you can do exactly what I'm doing. Or not, even if it's not exactly what I'm doing, you can live such a healthy lifestyle that when you take a picture 10 years from now, you will say, wow, I didn't think this was ever possible, but I am so happy with the way I look and feel right now. Try it. Start now. I'm telling you, my friends, it will work. Now, I will tell you, let's see what else I had on my list of things. I got like a bunch of like kind of cool, crazy things to share with you today. My good friend Booty, who is the owner of Gachi Sushi, I think it's called Gachi House of Sushi. at BWI Airport. I fly in and out of BWI a lot. It's, of course, Baltimore, Washington International, and Baltimore is my home base. So I'm there quite a bit, and I see Booty whenever possible. I kind of stop by. It's in the where is it? It's in the A. It's in the A terminal of BWI. Is that, yeah, it's in the A terminal. It's a great little sushi place. When you're there, it doesn't even feel like you're at an airport. You sit down at the sushi bar, and Booty will make you up some really cool stuff. So he's a great guy. We've become really good friends over the past, I'd say, maybe half a year or so. Great guy. So I saw Booty, and he has been following my podcast, and he read my book, and he actually looked so good. I hadn't seen Booty in probably 2 months, just because our schedules didn't coincide, and when I was BWI, he might not have been working. But so it had been about 2 months, and he's an avid listener of this podcast, Slice Your Age, and he read my book, as I said, and I took a double take at him because Booty, the first thing I noticed was his face looked thinner. He lost a lot of weight. He looked great. And not only that, Booty's skin, for some, it had like this glow to it. It looked so much healthier. And I said, Booty, congratulations. First of all, you look fantastic. What have you been doing? And he said, I owe you so many thanks. I've been listening to your podcast. I've been reading your book. I need to thank you. I said, Booty, well, you know, you can thank me, but you're the one that's doing it. You've obviously made a tremendous change in your life, and it shows. I mean, you look so great, Booty. I mean, do you have a little bit more to go? Absolutely. This stuff doesn't happen overnight. I mean, you saw my picture. You know, it could take years, but still, if you start on a healthy lifestyle, you will start to feel better really quickly. But tremendous changes come over a little bit more time. But Booty had a question for me. He's kind of up against a little bit of a kind of not a really a roadblock. Well, maybe we'll say a roadblock because he works some crazy hours sometimes, and he'll get back from the airport. He'll get home from working at Gachi House of Sushi. Let's say 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 p.m., maybe even later, and he's hungry. And he, of course, he goes to the fridge and eats some things late at night that really aren't the best to eat right before you go to bed. So I told Booty, hey, listen, if you just eat something light in the evening, take something healthy, something light, maybe some chamomile tea is really good before you go to bed. But try to stay away from anything really heavy, and also definitely try your best to stay away from carbs. Since Booty is a sushi guy, he probably has a lot of rice. I don't know if he's got a lot of rice in his house. He probably works around rice all day, every day. Maybe he's sick of rice, but I think you're from Indonesia. I hope I got that right. I'm pretty sure Indonesia. So of course, in the Asian culture, a lot of foods are built around rice. That's the way it is. And so Booty, if you limit or not even take in any rice or other carbs before you go to bed and eat light and drink some chamomile tea, I suggest maybe a little bit of fruit before you go to bed, maybe some almond butter. What else? It's just, you know, there's a lot of good things you can eat before you go to bed. Maybe a salad, a little bit of meat, just light meat, not a lot, but a little bit of meat to kind of take the edge off your hunger. But I would definitely lay off the rice, just because I think rice before you go to bed, it could definitely add some pounds to you. But also, if you're eating a lot, and when I say a lot, I mean my famous six meals during the course of the day on a regular basis, and small meals, you really won't be as hungry in the evening. So I think, Booty, maybe sometimes you get busy at work, you get going, and maybe you kind of forget to eat as you're working. But I'm eating all the time. As a matter of fact, right before this broadcast, I had a little snack. I had a little salad, and I had some almonds and a little bit of almond butter on a half a piece of gluten-free bread. And that really kind of made me feel great, took the edge off any hunger. And I'm drinking a nice glass of spring water. I do not have – I know – I think this might be the first episode that I'm actually not drinking chamomile tea in the studio right in front of me. For some reason, I don't know. I was just in the mood to have a nice glass of pure spring water, and that's what I have in my hand right now. And as a matter of fact, since I'm saying that, I'm a little bit thirsty. I'm going to take a sip. So give me 5 seconds as I take a sip of this nice water. Hold on 1 second. That's good. I remember last episode I had Sandy in the studio, and Sandy, we're drinking chamomile tea, and she kept every few minutes or so she kept banging her cup down on the desk where the microphone is, and every I think it made a little bang in the you know, in the sound. And I finally, after four or five times doing it, I said, Sandy, you cannot bang your glass on the table here or the desk where the microphone is. I think the listeners are hearing this every few minutes. And sure enough, I had a listener write in and said, yes, it was a great episode. I learned a lot from Sandy. Sandy is my massage therapist. Learned a lot about meditation and things like that. And yes, I did hear the cup banging, but it was okay. So I don't know. We have all kinds of fun here in the studio and on the set of Slice Your Age. It's a great place. Speaking of which, for some reason, I've been getting a lot of invitations to do some speaking to groups. I've told you this so many times. I just love what I do, and I know I think it comes across pretty obviously when I speak into the mic right now. I mean, I've got a big smile on my face. I'm smiling right now into the mic because I know I'm helping thousands and thousands of you that are listening to this with your lives. I mean, I think I'm making a change in your life or your lives. And when you do that, you just feel so good. And I just smile as I'm doing this. But if you're interested, or if you know anybody that's interested in having me come speak to your group, a small group or a large group, it doesn't really matter. I will tell you, I'd love to do it. I've got a great 1 hour talk that will keep the audience totally engaged. Nobody's going to fall asleep. And when they leave, and when I leave, people are going to say it was perhaps one of the best hours they've spent being motivated about how to live a great life and a great healthy lifestyle. So if you're interested, again, contact me via email, rundrdave@gmail.com. And I'll just dispel it again, because again, I just don't want anybody sending to the wrong email address. Rundrdave is R-U-N-D-R-D-A-V-E. So I've been getting a bunch of invitations to speak. So my calendar is full, or it's very full. It's not totally full, but it's very full with these speaking gigs, as well as, with the work I do all month long. I'm really busy. I do a lot of traveling. I'm blessed with just so many cool things that I'm doing. So I can't guarantee that I have your date available, but run it by me. We'll try to work something out, because again, I would love to speak to your group or to a group. Maybe perhaps you know somebody that's looking for a really fun, entertaining speaker to come in and wow the audience. Speaking of that, this is crazy. I was, where was I? I was walking through I was leaving Chicago last week. I was speaking in Chicago. I was at Midway Airport leaving in the evening, and I can't remember whether I was seated somewhere or standing, but this is really, really bizarre. I saw somebody else in the airport that had, it was a woman that had her iPhone, and she was looking at her iPhone, and she had it on the page called Slice Your Age. It was my Facebook page, Slice Your Age, or it might've been my website. I think it was Facebook. This woman, what kind of coincidence is that? Seeing somebody in Chicago's Midway Airport, that is on their iPhone or smartphone reading my stuff or listening to my blog, whatever they were doing. That was incredible. I just felt so good that I'm helping these people all over the place, and it comes back. It gives me joy to see somebody walking through Midway Airport reading my stuff. So thank you. You know who you are. If you're listening right now, thank you so much for doing that. And thanks to all of you. Thanks to all of you that are hanging out with me on Facebook and that are listening to my podcast on a regular basis. As I said, I love helping you. So I want to switch topics and get back to a little bit about Colorado. I told you I'm here in Colorado for about a month to 6 weeks every winter. I love it out here. I love the skiing, but I also just love the lifestyle. And I'm going to tell you something that I wrote about a year ago from Colorado. It's a blog. I'm going to really recommend you go read this when you can at your convenience, because I think it's really going to help you. It's called Dave's Ultimate Weight Loss Secret from Colorado. If you simply go to my website, which is sliceyourage.com, and then, let's see, this blog came out, it was about a year ago. So it was February 10th, 2013. Search for that blog called Dave's Ultimate Weight Loss Secret from Colorado on my website, because I have noticed over the past many years that I've been coming out here that I always get down to my ideal weight, my total ideal weight. Now, look, I am human just like everybody else. And I've got to tell you, I'm not perfect. And sometimes my weight gets a little bit above where I'd really like it to be. But every single time without fail coming out to Colorado, without even trying, without doing anything special, my weight gets to my down to my perfect level. I'm going to tell you, I thought about this a lot, and I even, like I said, I wrote this blog on it. I'm going to tell you exactly why I think this happens. And so I'm going to actually refer to my blog a little bit here. Hang on, let me see if I can just make sure I'm on the right page here. So here are the reasons that I think I always shed the pounds and get to my absolute ideal weight in Colorado. First of all, I go to bed early every evening. It's kind of like a really cool lifestyle. So I'm kind of doing a lot of cool stuff during the day, including skiing. And I'll tell you something, by 8 p.m., I'm pretty beat. And I'm normally in bed falling asleep by 9 o'clock at the latest, sometimes even by 8 to 8:30. I'm not going out on the town. I'm not going partying. I'm pretty much in bed anywhere from 8 to 9 PM. Keep that in mind. Going to bed early and having a regular schedule like that is really, really healthy for you. Secondly, I get at least 8 to 9 hours sleep every evening. So not only do I go to bed early, but I get a really good night's sleep, and I wake up pretty naturally without an alarm, but it turns out to be a good 8 to 9 hours of sleep every single evening. So again, feel free to research this, but healthy sleep helps you maintain a really good weight, no question about it. Next, I eat a small breakfast every morning. Now, I try to eat a small breakfast. I've told you about this in previous episodes. I try to eat a small breakfast every morning. I never really overdo it. But out here, I make it a point to eat generally an egg and a piece of gluten-free toast with a little bit of butter or a little bit of something on it and some tea and generally maybe a little bit of carrot juice. But very, very small breakfast. And I walk wherever I can. Now, in the morning, after I get up, eat breakfast, I generally do some writing, do a lot of work. When I'm ready to hit the slopes and go skiing, it would be very easy for me to walk outside of where I'm, this condo that I'm staying in Colorado, very easy, and catch the shuttle bus to the slopes. But instead, what I do, I opt to walk up this hill every day with my skis in hand. And they're not light, and so I do it every day, and it's a good 15-minute walk every morning uphill, which starts the day off in a great way with exercise. Speaking about exercise, I ski many hours during the day. Now I don't overdo it, and I take some breaks, but generally, you know, I am getting a good amount of exercise when I'm out here in Colorado. And since I'm doing that, I'm not hanging around the house. I'm not hanging around an office. I'm not hanging around a refrigerator where it's so easy just to eat all day long. I'm not doing that. When I'm skiing, I'll take maybe a half of an energy bar in the morning before lunch. I'll pack my lunch and put it in my backpack and eat lunch on the slopes so I don't have to succumb to that, kind of real heavy, fatty, unhealthy fried food that they serve in the ski lodges on the slope. Plus, I save a lot of money bringing my own lunch every day because it can be a ripoff paying for a lunch on the mountain every single day. So not only am I eating really healthy, but I'm saving a lot of money that way. What else do I do? Well, even in the evenings, I try to walk every evening. I very rarely use the car out here because I can walk into town very easily if I need to get anything or get some dinner or go shopping. I will always eat. I'm sorry. I will always. Why did I say eat? I will always walk. Maybe I've got food on my mind. I'm not really sure, but I will always walk. And that's burning calories. It's burning calories, and it's cold outside, so you're burning even more calories. So the results, well, I lose weight, and I'm down to my ideal weight during the winter, and I feel really, really good about it. Now, can you do this? Absolutely. And here's the good news for you. You don't even have to come here to Colorado to ski. Now, if you want to come here and ski with me a little bit, that's totally fine. I welcome. I'd love to hang out with you and ski a little bit. But, you know, you don't have to do that. Just study the principles that I just gave you. And I would really urge you to go back and read, because there's a lot more to the blog than I just said. I just kind of gave the really abridged version of it. But I would urge you to study the principles that keep me in shape in Colorado. Apply them to your life, wherever you may be. It absolutely can be done. I mean, it comes down to, getting a really good night's sleep, going to bed early, eating a good breakfast, not pigging out during the day, exercising regularly, walking wherever you can. I mean, the principles are the principles. It's just so easy to do it out here because it's a real natural place and a healthy lifestyle. A lot of people are living this kind of lifestyle out here. That's why, one of the reasons I love Colorado. Even if I didn't ski, I'd probably love to come out here just to soak up the aura. And just there's so many, just a lot of healthy people. I think it's a really, really healthy lifestyle out here. So again, that was written about a year ago. Yeah, Dave's Ultimate Weight Loss Secret from Colorado. Check it out on sliceyourage.com. It's actually under the blog section, which up on the upper menu bar, it says read. Under read, the word read, you can see all my blog entries I've done for the past many years. Catch up on them. They're got some pretty cool stuff. Some pretty cool stuff there. And that's kind of like a little bit of the history of Slice Your Age. You know, when I first started the show back in the fall of 2013, you know, it was kind of, I had this idea and I really had no idea what would happen to it. And, you know, I definitely had some listeners right off the bat, and it was it seemed like each episode it was growing more and more. And it took me several months to reach 10,000 total downloads. That means 10,000 of my shows were listened to, 10,000 episodes, 10,000 downloads of my shows were listened to over a period of several months. Well, lately, within the past 3 or 4 weeks or so, it just seems like something happened, and I'm not sure what it is. I don't know if you all are talking me up more, if you're, I'm not sure exactly what's going on, but it's growing like crazy. I'm getting so many of you listening, downloading, referring your friends to the show, and I really, really appreciate this from the bottom of my heart. I mean, again, like I've told you before, the more listeners I have, the more I'm able to teach people all over the world, the better I feel. If I know I'm speaking to a larger audience, it just gives me more energy speaking into this mic, knowing that I'm talking to a lot more people. So I just want to thank every single one of you that's listening. Again, my audience has grown incredibly over the last few weeks, and it's just continuing to do so in kind of astronomical proportions. I would, again, ask you a favor. If you just get a second, make sure you mention something on your social media networks, Facebook, Twitter, wherever you may be, Google+. Just let your friends and followers know about Slice Your Age. Because again, the more people we can help, the better this whole thing is for everybody. My goal is to help maybe every single person in the world. That's a pretty hefty goal, but that's a great goal, to help every single person in the world live a healthier life. That would be a pretty cool place, wouldn't it? So again, I just want to thank every single one of you for listening. Be sure to share this podcast with your friends and family members and business associates, et cetera, et cetera. And we're going to keep this thing going. I've got some great episodes lined up coming up in the very, very near future, which I think you're going to love. Again, it's going to help you take your life and lifestyle to the next level. So until then, I think we've done everything we can do for this episode, and I think this is going to be in the books, the latest episode of Slice Your Age. I am Dr. David Amato. I thank you for listening, and I will see you next time.
Thank you for for listening to Slice Your Age in Half. You're no longer alone on this journey.